I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. The world's oceans are getting darker. This might seem impossible when the days are feeling sunnier and hotter, but researchers analyzed measurements of the ocean luminosity, or how deeply sunlight penetrates the water, and found that from 2003 to 2022, the sunlight's reach shrank by some 50 meters over a total area the size of the African continent. This weaker penetration means that the ocean's photic zone is thinning. 90% of all marine life lives in this zone, relying on either the light of the sun or the moon to survive, eat, and reproduce. Tighter quarters in a thinner photic zone means fiercer competition for shrinking resources. But what's making the waters darker? First off, there's more junk washing off the land and into the sea. More sediment and more particulates like microplastics. There's also more bacteria blooming in the ocean. Temperature spikes combined with higher concentrations of fertilizers running off giant agricultural crops lead to enormous algal blooms. These slimy green carpets act as umbrellas, blocking the sun. If phytoplankton are choked off from sunlight, their death unravels the entire ocean food web and pulls the plug on carbon sequestration in the sea. Luckily, ordinary people can curb planet heating emissions by converting food waste to compost, which prevents sediment runoff. Essentially, composting is a move in the light direction. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.